Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quick thought, not on my show sheet, but just something I add to the table. Like, so much of life is timing. Whether it's relationships, whether it's jobs, just timing, right? And I see PJ Fleck doing his weekly press conference. And I remember sitting here, and Rieger was co-hosting, and we did a topic. And this was during the 2016 disaster. And I had said, okay, crazy or not, right here, right now, D'Antonio's out, and I get the next 5 years of PJ Fleck, or D'Antonio stays, and I get him for the next five. And I said, without a doubt in my mind, I bet you can go back and find the tape, I take PJ Fleck. That was the fall of 16. And I sit, and obviously, timing was not on Michigan State's side, that even amidst the 3-9 disaster, Mark D'Antonio wasn't going anywhere. And the timing is everything in hiring of coaches. That if it had happened at a different point, maybe Fleck could have been at Michigan State. And I'll tell you, when you look at Minnesota right now, and you look at how he's got that rolling, I know they're probably going to lose to Iowa Saturday. I know that. But the point is, it's Minnesota. It's year three for PJ, and the trajectory of that program outside of Wisconsin in the West, no program has a higher trajectory, if it were a stock, than Minnesota, okay? I look at it and I wonder, like, look at this week. This is rivalry week. Imagine if PJ Fleck was in year three at Michigan State. The energy that would surround the program. The juice. You know, the way that PJ has just, he's infectious. And for some people it's a bad thing, but he's infectious with how he alters a program's brand and mindset and presentation. And I just think about, like, imagine how fun this week would be. I mean, Mark D'Antonio just, it's a death sentence right now. MSU is just radioactive. It's dead. It's a funk. There's no excitement. I think we're going to get murdered this week. And it just goes back to timing. They were never going to be, they would never have gotten rid of Mark a year after a playoff berth. It would just never happen. But timing is everything in life. And I look at what Minnesota's got right now, and it does. I look back to that show with Rieger, and I got killed that day. You ungrateful son of a beeswax. And I'm like, listen, if I'm projecting the next 5 years, I want that guy versus the guy I got. You're ungrateful. You're an idiot. Go back to me. Okay, well, listen. PJ Fleck has it. That's not a hot button thing. The guy's got it. He has an outline and a schematic on how to build a program, and he pours an incredible amount of energy into it. He is ferocious. And yeah, man, it's just, it's such a bummer. I mean, hell, we're sitting here talking and look at the state is lifeless. It's like a dead body on the floor. And then you look at Minnesota and you go, damn, imagine if Fleck were here this week. 3 years into his tenure at State. Yeah, who cares? We'd have a Bodor sticking out of the Spartan head. Whatever. Can you imagine Fleck going into Ann Arbor this week? The juice we'd have in that game?
Be awesome. Just
timing, man. Timing wasn't right. Timing's everything in life.
What you just said, too, though, about the rivalry week this week. I mean, Mike, there just isn't any buzz.
No.
And I get it because of how, you're right, Michigan State being radioactive and how that's gone. But we've done shows the past 4 or 5 years or forever about Monday, Tuesday even of rivalry week, we'd have full lines at 2 o'clock of people wanting to talk about the game. We'd have people calling in with questions. I know we're going to do the press conference at some point this week, but we'd have people calling in with questions. We'd have people breaking down the college football game on a Monday or a Tuesday of the next week. And just you'd kind of sense that water cooler type thing about that week where you know that every office locally is talking about it, everyone's betting their friends, everyone's figuring out where they're going to watch the game this weekend. It just, I don't think it's going on.
248-539-9797. Total side note, I'm not expecting it to be a topic or anything. It was just kind of during commercial break, standing there looking at it, remembering that show I did with Rieger, and just you look at where it's gone 3 years down the line and you go, damn. Because the window's gone. You're never getting him. Minnesota's a better job than MSU right now. Better stadium. Easier situation. More stable athletic department. He's getting his guys. He's finally got like a solid footing to build the house on. The trajectory's going way up. And frankly, even if you got him, he'd leave MSU for the next big gig because I think PJ Fleck is going to be arguably outside of your Lincoln Riley, Ryan Day class of coach. PJ Fleck is the best buy stock that there is on the market right now. Not best buy the store. I mean, it'd be like of the stocks, it's my best play.
Any chance he stays all 7 years with Minnesota, you think?
None. None. I could see him being Notre Dame's head coach. And I think Notre Dame fans would vomit with row the boat and, you know, Jesus rowing boat oars. But whatever, man. Can you imagine touchdown Jesus holding up a boat oar between his hands?
Yeah.
They're up there on scaffolds painting it. But no, I just think PJ Fleck is headed big places, man. I like him. I was never turned off by him. It was never, oh, row. Guys, you got to sort through that. That's about 18-year-olds. That's about 20-year-olds. That's about galvanizing a program. I mean, he went to Western Michigan and got to the Cotton Bowl. Do I need to repeat that for you? And now he's at Minnesota. And look, if you're a Minnesota fan, think about this. Don't you have a right to believe that you can get to Indianapolis? You have a right to believe that a week after beating Penn State in your house. Now, you'll go and get crushed by Ohio State. But Minnesota in Indy, let me just, and this isn't even a finished product for him.
It's crazy. I mean, Minnesota.
But all people can do is make fun of the guy or make fun of the whole row the boat thing. And it's like, you don't get it. You're just idiots.
If we're under the assumption Minnesota's going to be, and I know, David, they're going to, what you say, Wisconsin's going to be.
Speaking of another lifeless guy, you go from PJ Fleck to Kirk Ferentz. Jesus, you may as well take your own anesthesia.
Minnesota could be playing for a chance to go to the playoff. They really could. If somehow they're undefeated and beat Ohio State in the Big Ten title game, they'd be in the playoff.
David, I'd have to allow the comment, but I think they're going to Kinnick this week and losing. If PJ Fleck gets that team up 2 weeks in a row after that win at home and they take the show on the road to Kinnick, it's going to be brutally cold. The fans are on top of you. That is a hard place to win, and you're in for a hard day's work. Iowa, you're in the deep water. Iowa is a bitch at home. If Minnesota goes and does that this week, David, I got to allow that comment.
Well, no, I allow the comment. I just think they're going to lose to Wisconsin. So he's saying they could. Yeah, they could.
David, but
I just think they'll lose to Wisconsin.
You get his prevailing point.
No, I do. I said
I get it. We would be talking about 10-0 Minnesota.
I know.
Okay?
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
Screw the freaking row the boat.
I'd trade Harbaugh for him right now if I could.
I would too.
We're not doing that, are we?
I don't know because
is that the show you want to do the week of the game?
I don't know that. You can't do the show because I don't think Michigan fans would argue that if you were given the choice right now to trade Fleck.
They would. They're too proud to do it.
No, Michigan fans would trade Harbaugh.
No, they're not going to tolerate the row to boat thing. I'm telling you, they're not. They're a school that is currently eating up 1970s nostalgia.
They wouldn't.
Horn rim glasses. Pride stickers from 30 years ago, the same stupid banner saying the M Club supports you, like they love their tradition.
What do you mean they wouldn't tolerate?
They wouldn't tolerate PJ Fleck.
They tolerate trips to South Africa. They tolerate sleepovers. They tolerate all, you know, satellite camps. They tolerate all this wacky stuff that's not traditional.
Because the architect of it is one of their own. The architect is a disciple of Bo. Therefore, he is anointed. God, I sound like I'm reading from one of David's books. What is this, Corinthians? It's, yes. Listen, Mike, they are not going to tolerate a young cheese ball head coach. They're not.
They tolerate an old one. They would tolerate a young one.
They would not tolerate P.J. Fleck.
They would because,
I dare Michigan fans to call in
no,
and tell me they would.
Michigan fans would. I am very confident they would agree with me.
And second of all, it's inappropriate with Michigan ranked 14th, even though they're not going to win the Big Ten and they're not going to beat Ohio State again. I'm saying it's inappropriate to talk about this now off of a couple of big wins. If they lose to Michigan State this weekend, that's an amazing conversation. But, I mean, come on. I can't have that conversation with our listeners. It's fantasy land. I'm making a point to you, though, that the big boys, most of those programs, they're too rooted in that self-pride. And they view P.J. Fleck as cheesy.
Or they'd start rowing the boat.
Okay.
Or there'd be a boat rowing right to the big house in Ann Arbor. Fleck this year, if he hasn't already, he will have, by the end of this year, done more than Harbaugh's done in 5 years at Michigan. It's results. Mm. It's a guy that's going to change a program. It's not some old Harbaugh type.
You're going to be favored by 17 by kickoff. You really want to do this week?
See, here's the thing. Let me let people in. Let me bring people in.
Bring them
in. Because we kind of talked about this yesterday in our show prep. And I made the comment, I don't think he can work in the SEC. And you all both said, no, I think he can.
He could.
But the schools you mentioned were Ole Miss and Texas A&M.
Here are the ones I give you. A&M, Florida. Mizzou, Ole Miss, Mississippi State would be great. They'd row a boat with a cowbell attached to it. Plus, you can get a plant eligible at Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. But, like, no, you're not going to go to Georgia and row the boat.
Exactly.
You're not going to go to Bama and row the boat.
Right.
You're not going to go to Auburn. You're not going to go to LSU. I think outside of those four, I'll tell you who he could row the boat to. Mm-hmm. And you could actually take a boat to their stadium. Mm-hmm. Facts. Tennessee.
Okay, yes.
He could row a boat to Tennessee.
Yes.
Because they're desperate.
Yes.
But timing's everything in life.
See, but here's
the
thing.
They can't get rid of Pruitt right now.
But that proves your point to Sully.
No.
Because the big schools, they don't do this.
Right.
They don't do stuff like
they
that.
They don't break protocol.
No. And if he was a Michigan man, they would love it.
Oh, no, that'd be different.
Yes.
They would be shoving boat oars up their own asses to get this guy hired. They'd be like, look, here's our show of commitment, Bodor.
I got text right now. I'm going to
You'd have donors paying to have someone smack them across the face with a Bodor. There would be a totally different conversation.
Bodor in the middle of the MGO Blue.
Right, right. Totally different conversation. People would be rowing boats on 696 versus driving to show their commitment to the process.
I challenge Michigan fans to say they wouldn't take him.
Mike, we can't do that.
Besides the one text that I say, P.J. Fleck is not a Michigan man. It wouldn't work. Okay. But I'm seeing texts and I'm an alum. I would absolutely take P.J. Fleck the next 5 years.
Okay. I'm begging you not to do
this. A coach that would actually win big here.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.